es la salsa más caliente, la salsa bien mezclada, es el hogar del son cubano y de la onda colombiana. Esta es Radio Macondo. El canal salsero de orsradio.com.
¡Suena! Nadie se salva de la rumba. No one is saved from a rumba. Ray Barreto with Celia Cruz and Adalberto Santiago. Hi, this is DJ John from Radio Macondo, Radio Macondo with you once again. As every week, spinning the salsa. You know, I played that song for a reason. We're going to have a very special broadcast tonight, because on February 17, word began spreading throughout the world about the death of the last of the three in the great triumvirate of salsa. Back in 2001, we lost Tito Puente. In 2004, Celia Cruz. And now, on February 17, 2006, the passing of Ray Barreto. I thought it would be a fitting tribute to this man, perhaps the greatest of the three in my opinion, certainly my personal favorite of the three, to do a whole two-hour special tribute to him, a two-part podcast this week. You can download podcast number one, and then immediately after finishing this, go ahead and get podcast number two, and you'll hear 2 straight hours of this great classic, Ray Barreto. And I chose Nadie Se Salva de la Rumba for a reason. Celia Cruz was in there, La Reina de la Salsa, along with Ray Barreto, and Adalberto Santiago, who had sung so much with Ray Barreto back in the 1960s and early 70s. During the next 2 hours, I want to explore with you Ray Barreto and his contribution to salsa, his contribution to Latin music. It is huge. It was a career that spanned not only salsa, but also Latin jazz. He took his band to places in music that no one else had dared to go, and made some of the most beautiful salsa that has ever been recorded. During this first hour, let's focus on some of the oldies, some of the real classics going back to the early 1960s. And I want to start with a little personal testimony for you. You know, back in 1983, I first started collecting salsa. I made a trip to New York City, and I said while I was in that great city, that Latin Mecca, that I wanted to collect some salsa, so I did. I took a stroll into some Midtown Manhattan record store, looking for a nice collection of salsa. And the very first album I picked up, the very first album, was a 1966 recording by Ray Barreto. The very first salsa song I ever spun on my turntable was this one.
Yo quisiera saber que yo te he hecho. Yo quisiera saber por qué razón huyes de mí. Dime por qué, porque no tienes derecho. No admito que tú me trates así. Si te ofendí, di que te he hecho. Dime por qué o en qué yo te ofendí. Si lo haces por traición o por despecho, ay negra, ven y ven donde mí. ¿Qué has hecho? Y yo te doy si tienes la razón.
Marqui, Marqui, vuelve, negra linda, vuelve.
Thank you.
1966, so many years ago, Ray Barreto and his combo doing the song Marchi. That was the opening track off an album called El Rey Criollo, and it was the very first album I ever purchased for my salsa collection. Now, that song, when I heard it, was just beautiful. I said to myself, that's got everything I expect salsa to be. It had a beautiful opening melody, and then it kicked in for a real jam with some fine Cuban percussion, Ray Barreto leading on the congas, and a great montuno. Very tasty stuff. And that was only the first song on the whole album, El Rey Criollo, and it only got better. I'm going to play a couple of more tracks from that album for you right now. Listen to this one off the same album, Descarga Criolla, one of the big hits from the mid-1960s for Ray.
La moderna, la moderna, la moderna. Te traigo salsa y dulzura para gozar. Te traigo salsa y dulzura para gozar.
Cuando la gente oye ron, el ritmo de mi montuno. Cuando la gente oye ron, el ritmo de mi montuno. Tirando pasos dijeron, como barreto no hay uno.
Te traigo salsa y dulzura para gozar. Te traigo salsa y dulzura para gozar.
Quiero que todos lo sepan cuando le ofrezco mi mano. Ay, quiero que todos lo sepan cuando le ofrezco mi mano. Oigan, boricua y cubano, Dios dice somos hermanos.
Te traigo salsa y dulzura para gozar.
Con salsa, ¡qué rico!
Thank you.
We're spinning tracks off the classic 1966 seminal salsa album, El Rey Criollo. Started out that set with Descarga Criolla, followed by Salsa y Dulzura, and then we finish it off with a beautiful guajira, very slow, with a nice heavy beat there, and a beautiful montuno, Rareza en Guajira. It means literally rarity in guajira. Guajira, you know, is a rhythm, a slow son montuno rhythm from Cuba. Now, the thing that struck me about all these songs when I first heard them was how simple they were, how beautiful and pure and undubbed these recordings were. This is, to salsa, what a band like, oh, say, the Rolling Stones in the late 1960s, or Creedence Clearwater Revival are to rock, beautifully crafted, lovingly made, kept to the simplest, purest forms possible in the music. Ray Barreto's conga is always on top with the bongos just behind. The montunos are very strong, and the vocal performances here are also very beautiful. Really classic stuff. Now, all of this music from El Rey Criollo has been re-released during the 1990s on a CD called Descarga Criolla. All the songs on this album, and perhaps two or three others from the mid to late 1960s, are all there on Descarga Criolla. We'll hear some more of those tracks from the mid-1960s a little bit later. But now I want to spin two more songs from El Rey Criollo in 1966. The next one is a classic cha-cha, Yo Soy La Candela. Beautiful violin work here as well. I love this melody and the way it unfolds and spirals around the congas. And then we're going to finish off with Maracaibo, a tribute to Maracaibo, Venezuela. Once again, the lead singer on all of these tracks is Adalberto Santiago, who would continue singing with Ray right on up through the 1970s. So here we go, two more songs from El Rey Criollo in 1966, Yo Soy La Candela y Maracaibo en Radio Macondo.
Mi candela te va a quemar, y que yo soy la candela, conmigo tú. tierra que a mí me gusta, es donde encontré el ambiente, donde mi ritmo caliente a la gente le gustó. Por eso es que yo te canto, y en el ritmo que te traigo, siempre te recordaré la más bella Maracaibo. Ven a gozar, ven a bailar, a Maracaibo, tierra sin igual. Negrita, ven, vamos a gozar, a Maracaibo, bella y tropical. Que te traigo, siempre te recordaré la más bella Maracaibo.
Maracaibo, from the 1966 classic album, El Rey Criollo. Well, you know, Rey could do some really great salsa típica, but he was also famous for a lot of transformations and explorations, going into other fields of music, lots of jazz, and even before he did this great 1966 album, he was venturing into all sorts of other experimental moods. The 1960s were the decade of the boogaloo. And Ray Barreto single-handedly started a whole dance craze. Maybe some of you who go back to the 1960s and remember that decade will remember this one from 1963. Do you remember how to dance the Watusi?
Caballero, ahí acaba entrar Watusi. Ese mulato que mide 7 pies y pesa 169 libras. Y cuando ese mulato llega al solar, todo el mundo dice, a correr, que ahí llegó Watusi, el hombre más guapo de La Habana. Watusi, Watusi,
¿qué quiere?
Oye, me dicen que tú eres guapo.
A mí, todo me tiene miedo.
No me digas que a ti te tiene miedo, porque yo sí que me fajo con cualquiera.
Más grande que yo no hay ninguno.
Ah, 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 vamos a fajarnos.
Cuando quieras.
Nos fajamos, Watusi.
Ah.
Nos bebemos la sangre aquí ahora mismo, ¿qué es lo que pasa?
una.
Saca lo que tengo encima, que yo no te tengo miedo a ti.
Palo nada más.
Todo el mundo te tiene miedo en La Habana, caballero, pero yo.
Siete pies tengo yo.
A mí no me importa que tú tengas siete pies. ¿Qué es lo que pasa? ¿Qué es lo que pasa, Guatú? Dime. Conmigo no, porque yo de los guapos me río. Como te me río en la cara, Guatú.
A correr.
Bien. Nos bajamos. Tiene que ser apagado con Guatú. No me des. Caballero, nadie se va a pagar con Guatú. ¿Por qué le tiene miedo a Guatusi?
Siete pies, grande y feo, a correr todo el mundo.
No le tenga miedo a Guatusi, muchacho.
El que no huye, corre.
No, que va. Cuando Guatusi llega y dice, yo soy guapo, usted seguía saca 100 paquetes y dice, bueno, ¿qué es lo que pasa?
Sí, sí, que... Yeah, baby.
party a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, come on and boogaloo with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you dig my groove, the boogaloo? Do you dig my swing, the chandelier? Do you dig my groove, the boogaloo? Do you dig my swing, the chandelier?
Hey, great. Yeah, baby, what is this? Is this a groove? Will we party?
We'll be right back.
Well, you know, it's hard to believe that's the same Ray Barreto who did that great salsa típica from 1966 that we heard earlier. But it was. You see, Ray was all over the place musically. We started that set out with El Watusi from 1963. It hit the top 20 in the U.S. English language charts, his first big commercial success, and one of the earliest examples of real crossover from Latin into English language charts. Then two tracks from the hit album Acid, released in 1972 on Fania. The one after El Watusi was The Soul Drummers. The last one was the title track, Acid. And between those two tracks off the album Latino Con Soul, released in 1967, just before Ray joined Fania. The tracks were Do You Dig It and Right On. These were all styles ranging from psychedelic to Motown, and what you heard was a great mix. Five songs showing how far Ray could go around the musical charts. All of this was known as Boogaloo, a fusion of Motown, jazz, rock, and salsa, and Ray was one of the major proponents of the Boogaloo sound in the 1960s. Now, Ray was criticized quite a bit for this jumping around, this sort of musical restlessness that he had. Critics said he should have stayed with charanga and salsa típica, the type that we heard on El Rey Criollo. But Ray was after commercial success. After El Watusi, he didn't have much, see, until he joined Fania in 1967. Now, the Boogaloo sound of these tracks I just played sent him up the charts with both Latinos and Anglos and enabled him to find that commercial success. So by 1970, Ray had come a long way musically, but he'd always had eclectic tastes. He was born in New York in 1929. He grew up in New York's Puerto Rican barrio, and as a kid, he loved to listen to both Puerto Rican music and swing, listening to bands like Ellington's or Goodman's. Ray used to say to interviewers that he first decided to become a musician after hearing Dizzy Gillespie performing Manteca with conguero Chano Pozo. Thus, Ray taught himself to play the congas. By 1951, he had regular jobs with various salsa and mambo orchestras in New York, but his big break came in 1957, when Tito Puente hired him to replace Mongo Santa Maria as his conguero. Mongo, you see, was starting a solo career. Well, Ray worked for 4 years with Puente, and during that time he built a reputation as the finest percussionist in all of New York City. And then in 1961, he started his own band, a charanga, with violins tracing the Montunos, and he recorded a set of charangas with Riverside Records. His first commercial success came in 1963 with El Watusi, which we heard this evening, and he continued with the charanga sound until 1967. Now let's hear more of Ray's charanga now. Two songs from 1965, No Me Molestes Más and Si Mi Suerte. These are big hits from 1965 in Radio Macondo.
No, no me molestes más, mujer. Lo de nosotros se acabó. No, no me molestes más, mujer. Lo de nosotros se acabó. Pues bastante yo sufrí esperándote, mulata. A las 3 de la mañana, tú llegando bien borracha. Este abuso que te traes, ya yo no lo paso más. No te aguanto ni una más. No, no me molestes más, mujer. Lo de nosotros se acabó, no. No me molestes más, mujer. Lo de nosotros se acabó. El bochinche de la esquina es lo que te gusta a ti. Vives más con la vecina que en la casa que te di. Quédate con tus amigos. Yo no sufro más por ti. No sufro más, jamás. No, no molestes más. Déjame en paz. Déjame, déjame bailar el mambo. Morena flor de canela con guapachá. No, no molestes más. Déjame en paz. Me puse un traje nuevo y ahora lo quiere matar, morena. muy corta. Choripo, choripe, pepe, peo, polo, polo, pole, peleo, la la, la la. Si yo tuviera dinero, ay, si mi suerte cambiara, yo juro que hasta le daba a todo el que me pidiera. Lo primero que yo haría era buscar mi mulata, sacarla a pasear en coche y después luego a la lata. Si yo tuviera dinero, ay, si mi suerte cambiara, le juro que todo daba dinero y felicidad. Si yo tuviera dinero, ay, si mi suerte cambiara, le juro que todo daba dinero y felicidad. Ay, si mi suerte cambiara,
un Cadillac yo me compraba.
Ay, si mi suerte cambiara,
de Santa Claus yo me disfrazaba.
Ay, si mi suerte cambiara,
con esos pesos yo vacilaba.
Ay, si mi suerte cambiara,
el Empire State Building yo me compraba.
Ay, si mi suerte cambiara,
a Puerto Rico yo me marchaba.
Ay, si mi suerte cambiara,
otro libre fuerza blanca yo me manchaba.
¡A gozar!
Pueblo Nuevo te está llamando, morena.
¡Ay, si mi suerte cambiara! ¡Ay, si mi suerte cambiara! Ay, si mi suerte cambiara. 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 Ay, si mi suerte cambiara.
No tengo el caquito, raca, que raca, el caquito, no puedo ni la. aguanta, yo no lo aguanto más, no aguanto más.
Ay, qué picón, yo tengo, ay, qué picón, ay, qué picón, no puedo ni vacilar.
La gente se dio de cuenta del picón que yo tenía y me dice, vete pa' allá, que te tengo tu manía, manía.
Yo tengo este picón, raca, que raca, que picón, no puedo ni vacilar.
Ven y ven y ven a la rumba, 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 pa' gozar. Oye, mira, raca, que raca, ven a gozar, mamá.
Ay, que picón, yo tengo este picón, raca, que raca, que picón, no puedo ni vacilar.
Pero la gente se da cuenta del picón que yo tenía y me dice, vete pa' allá, no me pegue esa bobería.
Ay.
¿Cómo? ¿Esas uñitas son fake?
Ay.
¡Raca, mamita, raca!
¡Qué piquilla!
¡Qué rico!
From 1967. That's El Picor, one of my favorites. A lot of fun, that one. More party music for you. The album was Latino con Sol. Well, in this first hour of our exploration of the career and life and work and music of Ray Barreto, we've taken a look at his 1960s work. What great work it was. In the next hour, we're going to take a look at his 1970s and 80s work. That's when he really began to swing. He turned to jazz, but he never left his salsa base. And some of the best salsa ever recorded, some of the most classic albums surviving today in salsa, were recorded by Ray Barreto in the 1970s. Then we're going to move into the 1980s with Ray during the next hour. But let's finish out this hour with one more track off Latino con Sol from 1967. This is a real send-up to burn down the house. Fuego y Palante en Radio Macondo.
Ven aquí, yo traigo este ritmo pa' que no se gocen los cantantes. Palante,
fuego y palante.
Siempre pa'lante y nunca pa' atrás, oye, con la moderna tú gozarás, mamá.
Vení pa'lante, con la moderna.
Si tú me llevas, me llevas, te llevo. Oye, mira, sigue pa'lante, pa'lante.
Vení pa'lante, con la moderna.
Siempre pa'lante.
¡Mítete!
This is Radio Macondo, the all-new daily podcast of salsa and Cuban son, presented by the Radio Memories Network, Libsyn.com, and ORSRadio.com. If you like what you're hearing, you can listen 24 hours a day over Winamp, iTunes, and Windows Media Player. Just visit the Radio Macondo website at ORSRadio.com/salsa.php. That's ORSRadio.com/salsa.php. Send your comments and requests to Radio Macondo at gmail.com.